Reading for May 11th, entitled, Follow the Great Exemplar. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John chapter 14, verse 6. In describing his earthly mission, Jesus declared, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. Are we so closely assimilated to Christ that we can represent his work and follow his example? His work gave character to his mission, showing that it was of divine appointment. In his every word and act were revealed tender compassion, love, and mercy. The poorest and humblest were not afraid to approach him. He always noticed the little children, and they were attracted to him. Our Savior's words were plain and decided. He did not suppress one word of truth, but spoke the truth with convincing earnestness. And as he spoke, the desponding drew nearer and were filled with hope and courage. He was the Prince of Heaven. He never spoke a word to give needless pain to any trembling, sensitive soul. He looked with sorrow upon those who rejected him and made light of his words and said, He will not come to me that ye might have life. John chapter 5, verse 40. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. His life on this earth was one of self-denial. He comforted and encouraged everyone who came to him for relief, for they were all precious in his eyes. He ever bore himself with divine dignity, yet he bowed himself with tender regard to every member of the Lord's family. He came to stand at the head of humanity, to give all who believe on him power to become the sons and daughters of God. Such is the example we are to follow. If it were followed, the enemy would not receive so large a share of attention and honor as he now receives from those who profess to be followers of Christ, but who in reality are following satanic wiles. God sent his Son into the world that those who believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. His followers are to show the strictest honesty, justice, and integrity in their every transaction. Let the work begin sincerely, through reconversion and transformation of character. Taken from Manuscript 53, dated May 11th, 1905, entitled, Unto 70 times 7.